It's already the sixth day of our sesshin. There is something that we can call perpetual sesshin. That means there is no time, which is not sesshin, no place, which is not sesshin. Another way to say it is the true self, original Buddha nature, the master. The truth of all being is your truth. All beings are Buddha, Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. Who is the perfect one? Are you looking off? There is nowhere, no one who is stuck. You are not stuck. You are not tied down. You are not half-baked. You are not unfinished. You are not petty or trifling, mixed up. There is no such being. All heaven and earth, my own heart. Your own truth is renewing itself. And what is it being renewed? Buddha nature. Buddha nature. There is no one who is restless or unsettled. Well, in that case, why couldn't I just eat and sleep and be merry doing what I want to do? You might ask that, but could you do that really? Who would later be sorry? Who would regret it? Even though you intended to be enjoying the feast, you wouldn't be taking in a bit of it. You would just wind up troubled and frustrated, a lump of dissatisfaction. Why? Self-cherishing. That is grasping, holding on to something which does not exist. Don't you take good care of I, me, mine? You do. You take care of yourself first. You aren't really aware of the extent to which you value I, me, mine, because you are lost in a samadhi of self-cherishing. So it is crucial that you recognize your self-cherishing. See just what you are doing. See self-cherishing for what it is, a state that is uncalled for, a state that is not necessary, a state that is not in accord with truth. Then you can let go of it. But you just don't seem to get around to letting go so easily, do you? I am the dearest one in the world. The Buddhas and ancient teachers used the same words. I am the center of the world. Above and below the heavens, I alone am honored. But their words came from awakening. Looking off, the eyes not seeing, I'm number one. That is in no way the same state. Awash in self-centered pride and arrogance, you cannot know true compassion. You cannot know true life. You want living life. You are living painted pictures in your head. You are living your habits. Resting on that as your foundation, you cannot know true self. You will only be off track, mistaken, enamored as you are with this small, limited, distorted me. You cannot be free. Even though freedom is what you most desire, you are stuck in I, me, mine. Where's your freedom? May all Buddhas and ancestors who have attained the Buddha way be compassionate and free me from karmic effects, allowing me to practice the way without hindrance. May they share their compassion, which fills the boundless universe with the virtue of their enlightenment and teachings. Sharing compassion. This is Buddha. Compassion fills the universe. Please share this compassion with me. Please let my faith be clear, firm, strong, decided. Heaven and earth, all of heaven and earth, my own mind. Share your compassion. Lead me to see that this bucket does not come with a built-in bottom. The bucket is bottomless. You are bottomless. All being is without limit. So, go ahead. Why hesitate? Firmly, clearly, happily, be reborn the being that you are. Bottomless. Boom. Let your true self show bottomless and infinite. In starting sesshin, in starting practice, first you get off to a good start, solid, clearly, firmly. You find out what you are supposed to do, how to practice. You get your instruction clearly and you follow it with great care and attention. You give your attention to this one doing. Practice as you are shown. But are you really doing that? Are you really practicing as you've been instructed? Aren't you instead prone to entertain your own ways and ideas about practice? Practice is supposed to be like this, it's supposed to be like that, I'm supposed to be. This is not right, why can't I? So what you're doing is adding your own extraneous stuff to your practice. We append our habits to the practice. You are told, open the door. You might say yes, but you don't open the door. And when the door's open, come inside. But you don't come inside. And when you do come inside, you are told, have a seat here. You don't sit. You are looking off, looking away. We might as well make a big sign for you to wear around your neck. Looking away, master. If you think about it, can't you see my point here? Can you recognize how heavily ingrained is the habit of looking off, looking away in distraction? I am the master of distraction, looking away master. It's not easy to exhaust this, to throw it right down. It seems that the will to do it or the courage to throw down your looking off habits and tendencies is not strong. But your time will come. Suddenly you are mature enough to stop looking off. You are told, drop body and mind, forget about them. And you just do it. You're able to do it. Cast off body and mind. Forget about them. So what do I do now? You just stay with the practice that you have been given. Do it as you have been shown, pouring your all into it. Just stay with the practice. That's all. It's no secret. Listen. All heaven and earth, one root. All the myriad things, one. That's why the Buddha proclaimed upon enlightenment, all beings are Buddha, endowed with Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. The world is so straightforward. It's perfectly straightforward. Why append anything to it? Everything is direct, perfectly direct. Throw body and mind into the house of Buddha. All heaven and earth, just Buddha mind, this Buddha mind. There is nowhere, there is nothing, no thing, which is not the house of Buddha. The house of Buddha is right here. Everything, perfect Buddha mind, Buddha nature. Throw body and mind into the house of Buddha. Whatever you are, whatever you do, whatever is done, whatever is received, all is done by Buddha. Go in accord with Buddha functioning. At this time, you are free from birth and death. At this time, you are free from birth and death, and to become a Buddha without effort, without calculation. Becoming a Buddha without effort or calculation, that is awakening. So please, release body and mind, drop attachment to self. With courage, let go of I, me, mine. With courage, just throw everything into the house of Buddha, this one doing. And here is perfect life. Nothing in excess, nothing lacking. Buddha mind is all-pervading, perfectly permeating all being. What's more, there is nothing fixed. No one to grasp, nothing to be grasped. No thing to hold, no one to hold. There is no thing so stingy and mean in truth. Nothing in the universe is so shabby, so unfree, that it can be fixed, held fast. Hold on, and it is so heavy. In nothing, everything is contained. Nothing. Why do you persist in making up something? I, me, mine. You don't have to. Continue, just continue, dropping in a way. So we have only today and tomorrow to sit this session. But determine not to rely on tomorrow. Only this one day. Only now, here. Now, here. This is it. With courage, with noble urgency, plant yourself firmly into this one doing. In so doing, true life is in perfect accord with true life. One. Whether you've realized it yet or not, life is in perfect accord with true life in this one single-minded doing. There is no grasping, but there is doing. And you can, without question, do this practice. You can carry through. Isn't all of life doing just that? Doing what is to be done just perfectly. Perfect. Your practice, the practice you are now doing, is the practice of true mind. Your doing is true mind doing. Intimate, close, intimate, so intimate. It was always and forever all I alone. That bound, fixed, objectionable world was all in my imagination. All the universe, my own heart. What a waste not to be able to say this for yourself right away. Here you are, perfect jewel. What a shame not to realize that you were blessed with everything. What I had always thought to be, turns out not to be at all. The solidified view that you now hold of the world, that unfree sense, will reveal itself to be nothing but a delusion. There are many people in the world who are nobly dedicated to making an exhaustive study of what they feel is, to be. But the premise is faulty. So from the start, they're looking off. Look right here, right under your heels. There is nothing fixed, nothing permanent. The world is ever, ever changing. In a flash, all is change. So that's why you practice as you practice. Counting this breath, following this breath, mujji, the sound of one hand, shkantaza, this, now, here, this. Believe in your practice. The practice that you're doing is right for you. And no matter what comes up, what thoughts or feelings, ideas, notions, no matter what comes up, neither indulge in it nor resist it, neither clutch nor reject. Be steady. We have a whole bunch of masters of distraction here, so quick to do the head, this or that, that or this, hung up, caught up again. So please, be steady. There is no need to be restless. There is no need to get involved in this and that. There is no need to get carried away by anything. There's no need to be hasty, to get in a hurry. Just be steady on this one doing. Plant yourself firmly in this one doing. There is no separation. There is no distance. This one doing. Of course, don't be indolent. If you don't do it now, when will you? Sure. You can continue to look off for another day or 10 years or 30 years, creating your own mind trips. But you know that is not what you want to do. You've come this far. Be steady. Your faith is firm, decided. Count this one breath. It is bottomless. Your one doing is bottomless, boundless, limitless, eternal. Counting, following the breath, mujji, sekishu, shkantaza. With this one doing, you can break through. Just doing. However you look at it, there is nothing but truth, perfectly bottomless true mind. Any limit or bottom is your own notion. So throw yourself into the house of Buddha. With this one doing, let the bottom break right away. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.